All right, now I'm going to greet you with the raven greeting, and you can greet me back. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There we did it. So, I am really, really happy to be here with kids that I know really like my book. There's nothing an author likes more than to be in places where people are who like his book. And I'm really happy to be with you. What I thought I'd do is I'll read some from it. Colin and Sarah had recounted the story of the sheep and the truck after Zach had described the fight in the Hot Springs parking lot. Dolas wasn't at the flap. Garth said he wanted to be by himself. All good things end in horror, Greta said again. I'm glad I didn't go. The other ravens looked morose. Truly, Colin thought, life was like that. Terrific one moment, awful the next. For every good time, there would be a bad one. But it was fun, don't you think? Marg was trying to cheer the flock up. The trip, I mean. All told, I really enjoyed that trip. Brendan joined in Marg's enthusiasm. Oh, for sure. I'd go back like any day. Banff is really a cool place. Yeah, me too, said Kathy, the shy young raven. It was unusual for Kathy to speak up at the flap. All the ravens turned to look at her. Really cool, she said. She's so shy. Marg hopped over to Kathy. Kathy, my dear, do you have something you want to tell us? Kathy stooped and pulled her head in, trying to look small. No, not really. Well, not really much, I guess. Come on, said Marg. Sure you do. I'll bet you've got something really neat to say. I'd like to hear it. Wouldn't you, Molly? Well, yes, Kathy, of course, Molly replied in a motherly voice. There's no need to be shy. It's just your flock mates here. Other ravens urged Kathy to speak, saying, yes, yes, and hey, tell us. They picked their feet up and down, and they put them down unexpectedly. If Kathy was going to speak, which she hardly ever did, then she must have something very important to say. Kathy looked around nervously, opening and closing her bill. She edged closer to Marg. Then she spoke in a small voice. I'd like to say, tell all of you, just, oh, I'm having such a great time here. Here at Carrot Creek, I mean. The other raven stood silently. From the way she said it, Kathy wasn't finished. I brought something back from Banff, sort of. She looked at the other ravens in an embarrassed way, then hopped over to a juniper bush nearby, reached into the center, and retrieved a shiny object. Bobbing from the end of her bill, it sparkled in the sun. This is what I got in Banff, she said. Kathy had carried this all the way from Banff? Tucked into her bill where no one could see it? The other ravens were impressed. They stepped over to look. The thing was round and about the size of a sparrow's egg. It hung from a chain of little silvery pieces. The other birds had never seen anything like this. They inspected it closely, their brown eyes going momentarily white as they blinked at it. Wheedle pecked it gently with his bill. It's not edible anyway, he pronounced. I like it because it makes a noise, Kathy said. You have to be really quiet to hear it. All the birds stopped talking, and indeed, they could hear a noise. Tick, 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 tick. Hey, excellent, Brendan said. I've seen one of them somewheres, Scratch recalled, looking away and narrowing his eyes as he tried to remember. Could have been up around Dawson Creek, maybe. Real pretty doodad, eh? Greta hadn't paid much attention to these goings-on, but now she hopped up to Kathy. Where'd you find this? She asked, looking worried. Kathy began to back away from Greta, stuttering. It was just lying there, okay? I mean, in that big flat place where the cars were, you know, by the hot springs? It's all right, kiddo, Greta said, having had a good look. I've seen these before. Some humans carry one on their bodies.
every once in a while they hold it up and look at it. I think it's harmless. But still, I must remind you that this ticking thing is something human. And I've warned you all about messing with things human. The other ravens became suddenly quiet. They looked at one another. Then they looked at Kathy. From the time they were nestlings, they had been told of the danger implicit in anything human. The fear had become automatic. Kathy crouched, feeling shame. Brendan felt embarrassed for her. Was Greta going to make a lesson of her? Poor Kathy. Brendan was glad he wasn't Kathy right now. Everyone was staring at Kathy. Greta put Kathy at ease. Now, don't think I'm mad at you, Kathy. I'm not. Not at all. Instead of scolding Kathy, she looked over to Brendan. Brendan?
Uh-oh, Brendan thought. She's got that look.
Brendan, does this remind you of something that once happened to you?
Me? No way, Greta. I never saw a ticking thing before.
But what about the can, Brendan? Don't you even remember the can?
Oh, that. The can. Yeah, I remember the can. The other birds were all looking at him now. Brendan dropped his gaze to the snow under his feet. I got my my head, like, stuck in a can. His eyes widened with the memory. I was really young, okay, so I didn't know any better. My dad got me out. It was really, really scary.
Tell us exactly what happened, Brendan, Greta insisted.
Well, I stuck my head in because it smelled really good in there, but I couldn't get it out, okay? Because of the lid. It was super scary.
Exactly.
Greta had made her point.
Humans leave all kinds of traps around, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. The best thing is to leave everything human alone, even food. But that there's not a hope in hellebore that any of you will listen to me about that.
The ravens shifted guiltily. Greta was right. Every member of the flock adored human food. To get over the awkward moment, the main raven summed things up.
Well, this morning's flap has turned into a lesson on safety, thanks to Greta. And thanks, of course, to Kathy, who brought up the matter indirectly by showing us her new, ticking thing. He hesitated a moment. He looked over toward Greta. Is it all right if she keeps it, Greta?
Why not? As long as she doesn't choke on it. I wouldn't carry it around in my bill if I were her.
Well, Kathy?
Sure. Okay, I'll just kind of stash it somewhere.
She lowered the ticking thing to the ground and put her foot on it protectively.
Well then, the main raven said in a businesslike way, if there is no other business, we can end the flap with a motion. May we have a motion?
Quickly the ravens formed a circle. They spread their wings, overlapping them to generate their beloved wheel.
You guys know about the motion?
Yeah.
Rock-a-taw, they called. The sound carried down Carrot Creek Canyon, where a bighorn ram, at that moment following closely behind a female, heard it and looked up. As the circle broke up, Greta walked a few steps away and glanced back at Kathy. Brendan, Sarah, and Garth were standing with her, admiring the ticking thing on its chain, talking excitedly about how wonderful Banff was. Greta opened her bill a tiny bit, the raven equivalent of a sly smile. She spoke quietly to herself.
Oh, kids, she said. They just can't leave Banff without a souvenir.